Lenten Journey Day 31. God's Power. Since last Sunday's unrighteous judge lesson, we've been looking at the power of prayer. Does God answer prayer? How does He answer prayer? And in asking these questions, new questions seem to surface. Why evil? Why is there a real presence of evil in this world? If God is all-powerful, why doesn't He eliminate this? If God is all-loving, why does He allow evil in this world? Why does He tolerate hatred? Why is there prejudice? Why is there war? Why is there illness? Why evil? Our church fathers have pondered this question, and in answer have directed our attention to the cross of Christ. For in fact, on that cross, on that Good Friday, not Evil Friday, on that Good Friday, we find that the Son of God Himself is not exempt from evil. God did not stop evil from even touching His Son. So then, if God allows this evil, does that make Him powerless? Does that diminish His power? For in fact, we say that He is omnipotent, that He is all-powerful. Why then doesn't He stop this? Perhaps it is because we fail to understand the true nature of God. St. John the Evangelist first tells us that God is love. In a very straightforward mathematical equation, he allows us to see that God is love and therefore love is God. Pure love is that manifestation of God. But we are talking concepts. God, love. What does this mean? St. Nerse Shnorhali, in his beautiful creation, Aravod Luso, the first prayer offered to light, to the source of light, gives us the primer, gives us that one key that is necessary to unlock the giant mystery. He says, the name of love is Jesus. When we understand that God is love, and that love's name is Jesus, we now start understanding that the crucifixion, yes, is part of the equation, but is not the end. For in fact, Jesus rose. He conquered death. He conquered evil. So in God's eye, it is only a platform. It is only one step, and a necessary step to understanding true love. And each of us that has experienced love, that has had the fortune of experiencing love, knows that there is a cost to it, knows that there are certain pains that go along with love. Does that exempt us from being all that we can be? Does that in any way hinder us from expressing and experiencing true love? Quite the opposite. In fact, it enhances the love experience. So much so that if we look at the empty tomb on Easter, it is only valuable, it is only truly an empty tomb of victory in context of the crucifixion. That is, without a crucifixion, you can never experience a resurrection. And herein lies the key to evil. And the answer to the question, is God powerless over evil? Certainly not. God is love, and that is the power of power. That is the light of light. That is the true God of true God. That is real power, isn't it? For in fact, it lightens up all darkness. It gives strength to the weak. It allows us to stand in the face of crucifixion and know that we are never alone. That there is an empty tomb for each of us. There is a victory for each of us. There is a resurrection for every crucifixion. You see, from the beginning of this Lenten journey, we've been challenged to move our thought process from our minds to our hearts. As Saint Nersesh Norali reminds us, put a guard upon my heart, he says, so that it may think no evil, not on my brain, but on my heart. And that is where we need to start developing our love, from our heart. And in fact, that heart does get broken. That heart is not rational, but neither is love. Love is true. Love goes beyond rationality. It gives us the endless possibility to be in union with God. You cannot rationalize a crucifixion, but you can certainly understand that a father, in love for his creation, will give everything, even his son, knowing that at the end, his creation too shares in the possibility of resurrection, in complete victory over all the dreaded evil in this world. And herein, God answers the ultimate prayer. We conclude today with a prayer from Saint Patrick, who lived during the 4th and 5th centuries. This is called St. Patrick's Breastplate because it seeks God's protection in a world of both tangible and invisible dangers. I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through the belief in the threeness, through the confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I rise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection with his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment day. I arise today through the strength of the love of cherubim, in obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection, to meet with reward in prayers of patriarchs, in predictions of prophets, in preachings of apostles, in faith of confessors, in innocence of holy virgins, in deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me. From snares of demons, from temptations of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in multitude. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ to shield me today, against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me abundance of reward. Christ with me. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Amen. This is Father Vasquez inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in this Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at apostle.net. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an expanding and electronic